after we're performing. Very exciting. So, tonight we'll do a warm-up. We'll go through the S-Mile in painful detail. I apologize in advance for the tedium of the first hour of rehearsal.
Yep, that echo, that's fine.
That was terrifying. And then we'll take a break, we'll sing through it, and then we'll do the debt. All right, shall we stand up and warm up?
Well, you can use the voice of God to tell people they should be in concert rows.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we are going to be in mixed formation for the S-Mile in concert. Tonight, you should be standing in the place that you think you will be on stage.
Or at least the row.
In terms of being able to see the conductor. If there are questions about your specific placement, we can chat about it later. And I'll talk to the section leaders about specific details of where you're standing. But at least in the row. Okay, great. Let's all shrug our shoulders forward, up, back, and down. One time, forward, up, back, and leave them back and down. Oh, wow. Do a little neck massage, jaw massage. Oh, it's Super Bowl week. Go Patriots. All right. Great. Can we all put our hands on our sides? We're going to take a deep breath in, and I want you to feel your entire stomach like it's a big inner tube expanding all the way around, and we're going to go so you should feel your core engage every time just by holding your the side of your stomach. Ready? And good. Can we do a big F sound? Ready? And good, now we'll go shh, 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 and shh, shh, shh. Good, do we all feel the core engaged? It's like a workout. All right, can we have F major, please? Can we go shh, and shh. So we can feel the inner tube inflate. Ready? Like someone's screaming at you. Ready? And
shaw.
Good. Breathe.
Yo, yo, yo.
And everyone, and you're singing at the Metropolitan Opera. Ready? And... Okay, that's a different sound. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's so much more engaged. It's beautiful. So pretend like I'm paying each one of you individually $10,000 to sing at the Met. Ready? Going on? And... things. I sent out a bunch of notes for each section to have a look at. As a reminder, we should be memorized tonight. So we're going to look at a bunch of these details, and then a lot of the rehearsal we're going to do some a cappella stuff to make sure that we really know where our notes are and we're not just listening to Jesse. So let's start at the end. Can we all find? Can we all find measure 185, please? All right, we all at measure 185? Yeah. All right, here we go. So, let's start with everyone and then we'll pull it apart, okay? 185. Ready? nice open oo, which has a feeling of O in the mouth. Yeah? Good. Basses, it sounds great. Altos, are we sure that we know that starting pitch? Okay, can we start right at measure 188 with the basses and the altos hold our first note? Ready? Basses. Altos. Good. One more time, just holding the first note, altos, when we get there. Basses. Good, exactly. Can we make sure? Can we make sure?
My hero.
That the sh of she happens before we need to sing the note, and the E happens right on the note. Otherwise, it sounds a little bit late. One more time, last time. Ready? A cappella. Good, exactly, exactly. Okay, good. Let's do sopranos and altos, starting at 187. A cappella, please. Right on 187. Ready, sopranos? And. Good. Can we do it one more time? Can you breathe just a little bit earlier? And. He's a very clear conductor, but I have no idea if he's going to mouth words. I don't know. So I'm going to try different things tonight. Second sopranos, pick up to 191. Ready? Next note. Good, okay. Can we add, no, let's do everybody pick up to 189 with the alto entrance. To trance. She will transform. There's lots and lots of space. Pretend like you're a string instrument in the bottom of the ocean. Ready? One, two. Good. I feel that this side of the room, we're still just a little bit earlier. Will is just longer than we think. Ready? One. Exactly. Do you feel how long that will is? Oh, so long. One more time. One, two. Can we do pick up to 191? Second sopranos. With everyone. Thank you, tenors and basses, for your beautiful drone. First sopranos, can you raise your hands? There are one, two, three, four.
Really? We have seven of us.
Oh my goodness. Okay, great. That makes sense. Okay. It just feels like we're super spread out and can't hear each other. Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Good. Good. Seconds. I think that note was pretty close in 196. Good. All right. Let's go backwards. Please.
Maestro, at the end of this piece, we're supposed to go into nothing, right? So you've been very kind in cutting us off, but it's going to be like,
Yeah. I'll let Kedrick tell you how far to nothing he wants you to go,
okay.
Or whether there is a cutoff or not.
Gotcha.
I have no idea. But good, yes, good point.
Okay,
let's go to our favorite spot. Where was this? Oh, we're not at our favorite spot yet. Okay, can we go to pick up to J? Pick up to J. Measure 146. We'll do two measures, two full measures before. So three measures before J. Three measures before. Yeah, good. Altus, I can tell that we were following Jesse because for two community, we just need to be a little bit more ahead of the beat there. From concept to community. Right on pickup to J. Ready?
From concept to
from 150 to 151. C sharp, G sharp, right? Bass is going to pick up to 150. Just 158 tenors. Let's sing it.
She will transform.
lots of space in the mouth on the high D's. That, yeah. Yeah, exactly. One more time.
She will transform.
Exactly. Way more in tune. With everyone. 1, 5, 8. Basses come in on beat 4. And then he'll cut out and we'll keep going. Take the momentum and energy out of the piano and sing with it. Ready?
Good.
I don't feel the energy. Let her dismount. It should feel like a big crescendo of energy, fast consonants, and forte with a good breath. Again, is awesome. Totally different than what we just did. I want to do it one more time so that we feel it. And top altos, you can sing even louder if you can. That would be great. Here we go. 1, 5, 2. 1, 6, 2. Sorry. 1, 6, 2. Ooh, I got excited. Until one day, we got to all come off together. There are a couple of stragglers. Can we do right on until one day, pick up to letter K, and be mindful of the cutoff.
Ways.
now go highways.
Highways.
One more time.
Highways.
Good. Now go and highways.
And highways.
Easy. Good. Okay, but now. Now let's go soprano. It's gonna go ways. Ready? And.
Ways.
Good. Not quite.
Ways.
One more time.
Ways.
Good. Now go highways.
Highways.
One more time.
Highways.
Very close. Last time.
Highways.
Okay. And highways. Ready? And.
And highways.
The S is just a little early from three people.
And highways.
Good. Altos and sopranos together. So we're going to go and high and highways. Yeah? Do we all know where we are? Okay. Ready? One. Good, altos, we can make that Z even faster. Ready? One, two.
And highways.
Yeah, close, close. The Z should come all together. Ready? And.
And highways.
Good, one last time.
And highways.
Good. Can we sing it? Last time, and. Okay, tenors and basses. Time to throw them off. Can we go tenors and basses measure 1, 3, 6? Singing. Come off together on the S, on the downbeat of measure 1, 3, 8. One more time. Good, okay, good. Now let's add everyone. So, right on measure 1, 3, 6. No pickup. No nothing. Ready? Sitting up tall. Good, yeah. Let's not go on, I just want to get the S. And then Kendrick's gonna be blown away. Yes. Yeah, it should be right on the rest. Underpasses and my, it's a little catch breath, but I think it'll be okay. Yeah, one more time, here we go. Without going on, to She Will Transform You. Let's get the X, Z. Good, okay, now we can go on. Okay, now we can go on. Here we go. Right, last time. Going on. Measure 1, 3, 2. again. I'm not. Can we hear just the first note? Just the basses? Questions in there? All right. Moving backwards. One, 1-0. Measure 1-1-0. Basses. Can we start at 108 and just do basses alone? Basses 108. Yeah, good. We're not finding the.
It's tricky because it's the fifth.
Exactly. Can we start right on child 109? Exactly. Yeah. Right. Let's do all tenors and basses, starting at 108. Pick up to 106, yes, thank you. Yeah, let the F needs to be together. Good, the F is just coming late. Four. Thank you. measures. Can we hear just basses and altos at 115? Basses and altos. Good. Can we have a better good old vowel?
Thank you.
I know that when we got to I, sorry, I should have said that we're going to keep going. So I will amount those counting things to me. Good, let's go backwards now. Sorry. Yes. Can we do pick up to letter G? That's your 98. G, G, G. Just sopranos and altos. Measure before, even a little early, if we can just make sure that that's a great, great breath before the high F. Yeah? Good. Altos, the high C was great in 103. Good. Let's do tenors and basses. 98 with the pickup. Can feel even a little bit longer. Again.
Oh, the altos come in at the beginning of the measure, and then the sopranos come afterward, I think sometimes we see the cue for the sopranos, and we think, oops, we were a little ahead, but we're supposed to be. I just hear.
Oh, yeah. The question was about the cue for the altos versus the sopranos in 103. Trust yourself. But also, I don't know what Kedrick's going to cue or not, to be honest. Yes. Keep counting. Okay, good. Let's go backwards to, yes. Measure 76 with this whole pickup situation. So, what's written in the piano and what you're gonna hear in the orchestra is not exactly the same. So, at measure 75 tenors, you're going to hear very quiet notes. You may not even hear them. Just the violins are just holding a note, and so it's not complete silence. You're not hung out to dry there, just so you're aware. In general, things are not going to sound as percussive when we get with the orchestra as they're sounding with the piano. So that's where it'll take some getting used to, but we're all used to that, of course. Okay, so what I'd like to do is start right on measure 76, just sopranos and altos. Forte. Right now it feels delicate and hard to sing. And so let's try it forte with just air flowing. And let's, just for now, don't worry about what's going to happen. Ready? Sorry, this is starting 7-6, just sopranos and altos. Thank you for your patience and your patience. Ready? Forte. Good. more time so that we can really have that feeling, because that sounds fantastic. Good, exactly that, exactly that. So, forte feeling in our breath and in our intensity, and just a little bit quieter than forte. Good, can we do tenors and basses? Ready with the pickup? Good, basses, make sure we're not early. Let me name, name, name. Ready, one.
Let me name.
No more than that. Ready?
Let me name you.
Good. Can we check the pitches in the basses? I think the first basses we can. Not quite there. One more time. Tenors to L was awesome.
Let me name.
Soprano and alto. Measure 69 to 75, and then we will be ready for our break. Good, one more time. rushing a little bit. Go on, feel the weight of every beat. Measure 71. These notes are so long, sopranos. Measure 71 sopranos, the first note is just a little longer than we think for both parts, and then 72, the last note, is longer than we think. Yeah? Can we do everyone from 69 a cappella?
You want to start right on the first note?
First note
or the second note?
Yeah. So not before I get there, but really, really at the bottom. It's like a big ball bouncing on the moon. Slowly is the point. So what we're going to do is, after Phil has all of his thank yous and announcements, we're going to take a break, and then we will run it in this formation, and then we'll go switch to our block formation, so sopranos, tenors, basses, altos, for the dead stuff at the very end of rehearsal. Thank you so much for your patience. It sounds fantastic. And thank you for your practice. I can hear the difference. So thank you. Phil.
I am a ball bouncing on the moon.
It works, you know.
The mighty moon ball says, "Thank you, sopranos, for chair. Thank you, basses, for snacks. And chorus moon ball reminds sopranos to set up chairs."